Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Monday, January 13th. When state legislators return to Columbia tomorrow, they'll have Governor Henry McMaster's recommendations for next year's state budget. McMaster is calling on lawmakers to increase spending for public education, law enforcement in prisons, and freezing tuition at state colleges. And the governor says of the almost $2 billion in windfall funding that budget writers are expecting, $250 million should be returned to taxpayers.
And what we need to do is return taxpayer money that was unexpected, that's more than our critical need, back to the taxpayers. And that's what we're doing with almost 25% of this new money that is coming in.
McMaster is also recommending that the General Assembly spend $160 million as part of a plan to reduce the state income tax rate from 7 to 6% over 5 years. Heavy rain over the past 2 days is causing minor to moderate flooding in rivers across the state. The National Weather Service has issued a flood warning for the following rivers: the Congaree River at Carolina Eastman and Congaree National Park Gadsden, affecting Calhoun, Lexington, and Richland counties; the North Fork Edisto River at Orangeburg, affecting Orangeburg County; and the Santee River near Jamestown. Forecasters say additional rain is possible over the next 3 days before some drier weather rolls in. Here's meteorologist Jeff Huffman.
There will still be some areas of heavy rain and thunder over the next 3 days, especially for areas near and north of I-29, where I'd expect an additional 1 to 3 inches. But by Thursday, some drier air will move in behind a front.
Jeff says the additional rain is unlikely to cause any more significant rises on most area rivers, but it may delay their recession for several days. There's now a new way to stay current on the wildfires and burn notifications in the state. South Carolina Public Radio's Thalicia Eady reports on how a new app is making it all possible.
The new app is from the Forestry Commission. It will let citizens, the media, and fire departments get push notifications about burning bans, red flag fire alerts, and more. To get these notifications, users must opt in when first installing the app. They'll be able to view current wildfires in the state, check the day's fire weather in any region of the state, and also report a wildfire, arson, litter, or other forest law violation. The Forestry Commission firefighters respond to more than 3,000 wildland fires each year. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Thalicia Eady.
Moving on, authorities are expected to charge a Midland student with threatening a middle school. The Richland County Sheriff's Department stationed additional deputies at ELW Wright Middle School today following the weekend threats on social media. A school spokesperson said there was no immediate threat or danger at the school. The State News of Columbia reports the student in question does not attend Wright Middle School. And the USC Lady Gamecocks lead the latest NCAA women's basketball power rankings. They're up 3 spots from last week. That wraps up today's headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.